And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And actually, there's no co-hosts tonight. It's just Richard Musio. Joe Vecchio came down with the stomach flu. So I don't know what you ate for lunch, Joe, but maybe you can call in with a hard question for our special guest, Mr. Rich Gaines, estate planning expert. So I'm gonna do solo duty here tonight. And again, no co-hosts. So it's Richard only, not Joe, on It's Your Money, Not Theirs. So I was talking to Rich before the show. We have a special guest tonight, Rich Gaines, who heads up Family Legacy. I call it Family Legacy Legal, but it's an estate planning firm that has a very interesting twist. But I was pointing out to Rich that this week, everybody, hold your breath, this week is actually estate planning week in the United States for the whole week. And I was telling Rich, it's not as good as, for example, say, having bowling week, but it's still pretty good to have a whole week dedicated to, shall we say, the advancement of good estate planning. And there's a lot to talk about with regard to estate planning. When we talk about estate planning, people think about living trusts and wills and healthcare power of attorneys and things like that. But I wanted to introduce our special guest tonight. Again, Rich Gaines. I love that name for an estate planning expert. Think about it. Rich and Gaines. You know, I mean, you don't want to be named Poor Losses. It's better to be named Rich Gaines, right? So, Rich, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Rich. I really appreciate being here tonight, and thank you for all the listeners tuning in. And it's great to be here. One of the things that we like to do in our presentations when I introduce myself is, as you were saying, Rich Gaines. I became a tax attorney. And, you know, life has a funny twist to it. We have, as you know, we have boy and girl twins who were born on April 15th. So we call it the trifecta of tax.
Yeah, the trifecta of tax. So this year, I think it was April 17th was really April 15th. But normally, you've got that one pegged. Speaking of family members, I want to thank my daughters, Mia and Demi, for cooking Thanksgiving dinner. We did it early because it's rare when all three of my kids are in town at once. So my 19-year-old daughter, Mia, who was the center of the universe, and her trusted sidekick and protege, Demi, who's 15, cooked up a Thanksgiving dinner at our beach house in Del Mar, and then we trucked it out to El Cajon, to Grandma's house, and it was a real blast. So I've just gotten done eating Thanksgiving dinner, turkey.
And that's
about a week and a half early.
And that's what family is all about.
That's what family's all about. We're going to talk about family because, well, estate planning, a lot of times people I don't think really think about how it really, really affects family and maybe, shall we say, some of the other things that we need to think about with regard to family. We're also going to talk about this fancy word, legacy, during part of the show. But Rich, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm going to read something that's really interesting to me because all of you folks out there who are listening who are really, really rich, and I know some of you are because you're part of my network and you listen to my show religiously, but very interesting, some interesting items have been coming across my computer over the last week. And let me just read this. Various proposals are currently before the super committee. That's the committee who's going to decide what we do with our nation's income tax laws, presumably by Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. But there's been considerable buzz about possible immediate changes to the current estate and gift tax laws. Consequently, there's rising concern that the opportunity to utilize the $5 million gift exemption may disappear as early as November or December 2011. Yes, that is this month or next month, that is to say, before Thanksgiving or maybe by the end of the year. And that other go-to estate planning strategies may be altered significantly or eliminated altogether. These possible changes include a decrease in current estate and gift tax exemptions from $5 million per person to $1 million per person at or prior to the end of 2011, reducing or eliminating discounts associated with gifts or transfers of certain limited partnerships and other entities, and eliminating short-term grantor-retained annuity trust. Now, I don't like to use a lot of really fancy terms on the radio show, but a grantor-retained annuity trust is commonly known as a GRAT, and it's just a really neat technique for somebody to transfer assets to the next generation while retaining the income. So these things are apparently on the table, and there's at least some outside chance that we may not have these tools to work with. Do you have any comment on these possibilities, Rich?
Well, those are critical changes, and a lot of the people in the estate planning community and a lot of the listeners know that at the end of 2012, without Congress doing anything, we were going to revert back to a $1 million estate and gift tax exemption. So if these changes take place right now, they could be absolutely critical for people and could make major changes to what they're doing in their estate planning. So certainly for people that are thinking about looking at doing that kind of work at this time, it would be it would behoove them to do that sooner rather than later. And really, for those people, there's no risk anyway because they might as well take advantage of the current laws. There's no need to really wait till next year and figure out where we are, especially with the change in the $5 million gift tax exclusion. You know, that's a massive amount of wealth that can be transferred to family and generations and utilized in very opportunistic and great ways.
Yeah, I have three clients who are planning to, shall we say, put into place the use of their $5 million exemption gifts by the end of the year. We've simply moved that planning up so that we will complete it, I guess, by probably this Friday. I mean, why take a chance on something really bizarre happening on November 23rd where we find out we no longer have what we thought we had? Now, on the other hand, I'm telling people, if you're really sitting on the fence and if you don't know you should be doing this kind of planning or not, I wouldn't speed it up into next week because you need to be committed to doing what it is that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, that's a good point. You really do have to be committed and you really have to understand all the implications and the benefits and opportunities that can come from it. And so having a good team of professionals together to give you that advice, we always recommend that.
And to me, the most interesting proposal here, or I don't know that it's a proposal, but outside possibility, is the $5 million gift exemption. Those of you who follow the history of estate tax know that for many years, the gift exemption was the same as the estate exemption. That is to say, you could give away during life the same amount of assets that you could die with and not pay any gift or estate tax. And when we had our so-called estate tax reform slash repeal in 2000, the gift exemption basically stayed at $1 million while the estate tax exemption started climbing from $1 million up to $2 million, $2.5 million, $3.5 million. And we got actually sort of a surprise about a year ago from Congress when the estate tax exemption, which is the amount of assets that you can pass at your death, it wasn't that surprising that that was raised to $5 million. But along with that, the gift tax exemption, which was only $1 million, was also increased to $5 million. Now, there were not a lot of commentators who were following this legislative process who predicted that the gift exemption was going to be raised to $5 million. So my theory is probably the easiest thing to take off the board by the super committee would be the $5 million gift exemption. Be a lot easier to take that away than it would be to take away the $5 million estate tax exemption.
Well, and it obviously, for revenue to the government, it creates an opportunity for them to receive revenue and discourage people from making these large gifts and transfers of wealth, particularly if you're talking about assets that are low value when they make the gifts and hoping to substantially appreciate outside of your own ownership and for the benefit of kids or grandkids and other other vehicles, maybe using an entity for that type of purpose. Interestingly enough, you talk about the discounts and maybe eliminating some of those discounts. I know you and I have a long history, and we've talked a lot about doing the discount planning associated with family limited partnerships and S corporations and making those transfers and getting, especially in today's world where valuations are quite low. So those discounts are a major benefit to people to transfer even more than just the basic amount of $5 million or $1 million, whichever number they ultimately agree on.
I mean, no question. We just settled a case with the IRS that was under audit where the question was what percentage of discount should be allowed for the transfer of a limited liability company that basically the underlying asset was a captive insurance company, which is really just a holding company of stocks and bonds, liquid assets. And there's two kinds of discounts, non-control and lack of marketability. We got 20% on one and 26% on the other, which is effectively about a 41% discount. And, you know, if you can transfer, for example, that means that's $1 million of underlying asset value and you only report a $600,000 amount to the IRS. It basically leverages up your $5 million gift exemption. And to me, I'm amazed that this is actually still around, because it's when you combine it with the fact that we have relatively low asset values. You know, our last two shows with Paul Spitzer and before that Bill Lirak, you know, we're talking about the challenges that we have in the economy and how real estate values are down and stock values are down, et cetera. And so when you combine the ability to move assets, shall we say, at a lower value than maybe the historical highs and discount them to boot, it's huge opportunities that are out there to transfer assets during life, and if you are fairly wealthy, greatly reduce the amount of estate tax burden that you're ultimately going to pay. I think now one of the challenges that the IRS has complained about the $5 million gift exemption, Rich, is that it also allows families to transfer assets to lower income tax brackets. And Congress has always been very sensitive to, shall we say, income tax reduction by being able to do inter-family wealth transfer. And when we only could transfer $1 million, that wasn't as big of an issue. But now that it's at $5 million or $10 million for a married couple, we can actually shift some income taxes down to lower brackets.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I love about the relationship between the estate taxes and the income taxes. When you start looking at other generations and what you can do with their brackets and splitting those assets out over multiple people, there's some tremendous benefits that we can get for that. You were talking about valuations, too, for the captive insurance company. And I know that the planning community is looking a lot at real estate, which has come down significantly in value over the past few years. And so now leveraging the valuation discounts on real estate is also a tremendous benefit. We're looking at 30, even 40% discounts on partial interest in real estate. It can be something as simple as just taking 50% of the property and maybe transferring it to a kid. So it doesn't even have to be the full amount. So there's incredible benefits that we can get out of using limited partnerships and S corporations and using the real estate and generational trusts to hold those interests.
And actually, I'll be speaking with Carl Sheeler, I think, the first Sunday in December about valuation discounts. Carl is also a sponsor of this show, probably the best valuation expert here in San Diego. But we're going to take a break. It's Richard Musio, Take Away the Co. I am the host. Joe Vecchio is out ill, so it's Rich and Rich on It's Your Money, Not Theirs. We will be right back.
Parts of the aircraft were scattered over a wide area on a remote ranch 22 miles east of the famous Hearst Castle.
760 KFMB was there.
Drew Tomlinson stood up, touchdown on the second effort, San Diego Chargers.
70 years on the air.
It only feels like about 40.
Right. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Fantastic. You're getting your teeth done. Now, where to go? That guy in receiving went to Mexico, and he seems okay. Plus, you heard a couple guys on the radio and TV all sounding legit. So how to feel confident with one? Well, Dr. Peter Hellwig offers a guide. Start with those seemingly simple initials after the name. It tells the level of dentistry. Peter's are MAGD. It stands for Master of Dentistry. Simply put, if it can be done in your mouth, Peter not only went to school for it, to date, he's performed it for over 25 years. Get confident in their skills, sure, but Dr. Hellwig believes you need a consult to ensure everything else fits. His consult is free. Get yours. Call 619-993-6505. Sedation is offered and Peter accepts most insurance. Once more, 619-993-6505. 6505.
Slider Crusaders, you've heard me talk about Newman replacement windows. If you're in the market for replacement windows or doors, you got to listen up. I'm here right now with the owner, Duncan Newman. Duncan, what is the Newman advantage?
We started this about 19 years ago, and I firmly felt that there was no service left in the construction industry. So my wife and I decided that we would start a company that would treat people like it was the 1950s again. My salespeople are told that when they walk up the driveway to a customer's house, if the newspaper's on the driveway, pick it up and hand it to the customer when you get to the front door as you're saying hello.
Duncan, that's awesome. How can Slater Crusaders experience this Newman advantage?
You can call us toll-free at 1-877-7-NEWMAN. You can look us up on the website at newmanwindows.com, or you can come to any of our showrooms. We have a new 10,000-square-foot showroom on Morena Boulevard at 1176 Morena Boulevard.
And Slater Crusaders get a free in-home estimate. Give him a call, 1-877-7-NEWMAN.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-1992 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-1992. 1-800-500-1992. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
This is the road to the future, America.
Glenn Beck,
760.
KFMB.
Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your host, Richard Muscio. And I wanted to thank our major sponsor, Lestat's, Lestat's Coffee House in Normal Heights on Adams Avenue near 33rd Street. After the show, everybody go out and listen to Carmina, the two sisters, Kelly and Camille. Rich, do you know Latin? Do you know what Carmina means in Latin?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. It means song. But Kelly and Camille do what I call sparkle rock, and they're really good. They're also big fans of Converse tennis shoes.
Good for running in tennis.
Good for running in tennis. But anyway, thank you very much to Lestat. Again, www.lestats.com. Check out who's coming in later this month and in December. Thank you, Lestat. So, Rich Gaines, I've got a complaint about, well, the legal community and folks who do what you do, and it has to do with the living trust. The living trust is considered to be the most basic or fundamental estate planning document, and there's other things that go along with it, like wills and so on. But for me, the living trust has really become a commodity. Many people view it as just a thing that they need to have. For example, as a CPA, the phone call I always get is when somebody wants a tax return done, and they call up and they go, what do you charge to do a 1040? It's a true commodity. I think you see that with the living trust too. You probably get calls where somebody says, what do you charge to do a living trust?
We get that all the time. And after 26 years of being in this business, it's a real concern. The industry has really moved towards becoming almost systematic and robotic. People come in and the profession asks a few questions, puts a few things down on the document, and they give the trust and the estate plan to the parents. All the talk is about what the parents want, how the money is prepared to go to the kids. There's never any talk about how to prepare the family to receive that wealth. And what happens is the parents put that trust, they stick it on a shelf, they usually forget about it. Sometimes they don't put the assets that they need to get into the trust, and so then we run into court problems. We have families change all the time, and that change is never reflected in these documents because people think, well, it's just something I do in the future and I never have to worry about it today. And it's a real concern. We call it in one of our workshops a ticking time bomb in the minefields of wills and trusts, and some of the ways to avoid those mines. An example of that, which is very common in trust distributions, is one third at age 25, one half at age 30, and the balance at age 35. And so people come in, they say, well, you know, when should I give property to my kids? And the attorney says, well, how about just giving them a little bit at each of these ages? And parents say, fine. But what happens is they don't really think about what that means. And a very simple example is if you have a $1,200,000, which is a house and some investments with a couple of kids, that's $600,000 for each kid. And so if you're going to distribute one third of the trust, that's $200,000 to a child at age 25. Now, I know some people have no problem with that, and I've had clients where they come in and they say, listen, my kid is mature and they would know how to handle it. Most people, their jaws drop, their eyes bulge, and getting $200,000 at age 25 to do what they want makes absolutely no sense. So it's a very legitimate complaint, and a lot of problems come from that. And that's where, you know, we really start to look at what it is that we're doing with this work, and what does wealth mean, and how we can move forward with it.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, Rich is going to be giving something away during the course of the show. I guess we'll give it to somebody who calls in and wants it. 1-800-760-KFMB. Again, 1-800-760-KFMB. But his special offer, which we'll give away by the end of the program, is a power of attorney for healthcare and for any family whose child is what, going off to college?
Going off to college. That's okay. Something I'm really passionate about, Rich, because when we look at that, you know, we have privacy laws now around our powers of attorney for healthcare. And, you know, if you're 18 years old and you get into some kind of an accident and you as a parent want to find out what's going on with your child and you call the healthcare provider, whether it's a clinic or the physician, and you're asking questions and the physicians will say, oh, well, I'm sorry, your child's an adult and we're not allowed to release any medical information. We have two kids in college we realized that when they were going off to college, if something happened, we wanted to make sure we were protected with that. So the power of attorney for healthcare, in my opinion, is absolutely critical for anyone going off to college or even, you know, even kids that may be, you know, age 25, not married yet, whatever it is. So we want to do that special offer by providing a power of attorney for healthcare for people to come in.
Great. Well, that's a great, again, 1-800-760-KFMB. Track us down. And Rich, one of the things I notice with regard, you talk about estate plans not really being changed. They're done. They're put on a shelf. There they sit. Something I've noticed, I've been a CPA now for going on 30 years, been doing estate planning for over 20. Something I've noticed with a lot of my families is their kids get older, their kids go in directions that are different. And so let's assume we have a family with three children. One child might become, let's say, a brain surgeon. They make tons and tons of money, and they may even have more assets than their parents. Another child becomes a social worker, so he or she goes out and does great work in the community but doesn't make a lot of money. And the third child's a total loser and doesn't really do anything at all.
Or and substance abuse or
whatever the case may be. Yeah. But the point is, you look at the living trust and it treats all three the same, a third, a third, a third. And like you said, they get part of it when they're 25 and part of it when they're 30 and part of it when they're 35. And I look at that and I go, this doesn't make any sense in the context of, well, when the plan was done, these kids might have been minors or teenagers. And now they're in their 30s or late 20s, and they've all gone in different directions with different degrees of, shall we say, success or income or not income, depending on how their life's, you know, work is evolving.
Absolutely. And I think one of the reasons for that is in our society, we kind of look at the top-down approach, and we say, well, you know, what's our estate taxes? Because that's how we've really been indoctrinated over the past 10 years. You know, when the estate tax was at $1 million, the concern was how do we avoid having to pay estate taxes? And as that exemption amount has gone up, that conversation has been less so. So I think people are now expecting that, number one, you know, the attorneys, well, you're just giving me the document, and it should do everything that it's supposed to do. You know, look, Rich, I have an advanced degree in taxation. I've been doing this work for 26 years, and there's a lot of people out there, a lot of attorneys out there. While they may be good attorneys, they may not really understand all the intricate details and interrelationships of the things that we do in this planning field and what has to take place in the conversations. And so they get drafting that is not as sufficient as it needs to be.
Absolutely agree with that comment. We're going to talk about some of these issues that are non-financial when we come back with our special guest, Rich Gaines. Again, I'm your host, Richard Musio, on It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Tomorrow at 6.
It's the right of every American not to be put upon by their government.
Mark Levin.
760.
KFMB.
Hey, it's John from MojoPages.com. A lot of my friends have told me they've heard our commercials on 760 KFMB about how we make it fast, easy, and reliable for you to find the best local businesses. But they're still a little confused about what a business's mojo is. Mojo can mean a lot of different things, like Austin Powers used it to attract the opposite sex. It also describes a magical charm in African folklore. But for us, mojo is a score that we give to every business that ranks them from best to worst. So we can use this score to tell you who the number one dentist is in San Diego, the number one restaurant, the number one plumber, etc. We get the Mojo score by analyzing over 3 million customer reviews, and that's more than just about any other review site. We take all these reviews, we put them through a crazy mathematical algorithm, and it spits out the Mojo score for each business. Go ahead and try it for yourself at mojopages.com. Hey, it's totally free, it's easy to use, and it'll help you find a great business. Go to mojopages.com. Check Mojo, then go.
You brought your car in...
3 months ago. The name is Zucker.
Zucker, gotcha here.
That's Zucker. And the bill is $943.
No, no. Whew. It's $9,043.
You said you only had to order a new Gestunk and a pump.
Hey, a car is a whole system. All parts connected from Gestunk and a pump to gas cap to steering wheel.
Oh, I knew I should have gone to Toyota Carlsbad. They have certified techs, warrantied factory parts, and they know my car's history.
So what's your complaint, pal?
You replaced every part in my car?
Mr. Zucker.
Zucker!
Do you see anything on it that says windshield wiper?
No.
See, I didn't replace your windshield wipers.
Plus, Toyota Carlsbad is the largest Toyota authorized service facility in San Diego County.
Ingrate, your parts came from my own car.
What?
That got totaled last week and I had the parts on hand.
You just gave me your car?
Well, now you're splitting hairs, Mr. Sucker.
Toyota Carlsbad.
This fall, breathe easy at Toyota Carlsbad with a new, genuine Toyota cabin air filter replacement service for just $49.99 plus tax. See more specials online at ToyotaCarlsbad.com. Toyota Carlsbad, Parts and Service Center, west of I-5 at 6020 Avenida Encinas Carlsbad. Toyota's own.
If you have chronic knee pain and stiffness, new treatment options could make a remarkable difference in your life. I'm registered nurse Lynn Skocellis of Sharp Healthcare. Sharp performs more joint replacement procedures than any other provider in San Diego. And on November 15th, Sharp Grossmont Hospital will host a free seminar where you'll meet board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Peter Hansen. He'll explain advanced techniques that result in less pain and smaller incisions than traditional knee replacement and a quicker return to your normal life. You'll also learn about Sharp Healthcare's nationally recognized Joint Endeavor Program, an experienced team of physicians, nurses, case managers, and social workers dedicated to helping you achieve the best possible result. It's all part of the extraordinary level of care we call the Sharp Experience. This free knee replacement seminar from Sharp Grossmont Hospital is Tuesday, November 15th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in La Mesa. Seating is limited, so register now at 1-800-82-SHARP or at sharp.com/Grossmont.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-200-1095 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-200-1095. That's 1-800-200-1095.
The more you listen, the more you know.
Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons.
This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.
A month of rain in one day with the information you need. I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. That's what we got throughout Saturday. National Weather Service says we got an inch and a third, maybe a little more of rain in the Lindbergh Field area. Carlsbad Airport, it got more than an inch. And over at Palomar Mountain, they got just under an inch. Well, the FBI has offered a $20,000 reward for any information that could lead to the capture of the Geezer Bank Bandit. He's suspected in at least 15 robberies in the state, 8 of them here in San Diego County. The county DA's office continues to mourn the death of veteran prosecutor Christine Trevino this weekend. She shot herself to death Thursday evening during a traffic stop in Oceanside. Well, for health care, the way it should be, make sure your health insurance plan lets you choose Sharp. Call 800-82-SHARP or visit sharp.com. KFMB weather, partly cloudy and 63 at Lindbergh Field right now. In sports, the SDSU Aztecs football team, they qualified for a postseason bowl game. They beat Colorado State yesterday 18-15, only by a field goal. Aztecs are now 6-3. Follow these stories and more at KFMB.com. And now here's the latest from ABC News.
President Obama holding a news conference at this hour in Hawaii, and while he's focusing on the Pacific Rim and opening up a free trade zone, the president was questioned about Iran's nuclear program.
We are not taking any options off the table because it's my firm belief that an Iran with a nuclear weapon would pose a security threat not only to the region but also to the United States.
He says Russia and China's support have helped put the tightest sanctions to date on Iran. More than 50 Occupy protesters arrested in Portland, Oregon. Police in riot gear moved in to evict the demonstrators. Portland's mayor says the camp has become unsanitary and dangerous. Penn State could face liability in the sex abuse scandal rocking the university, says legal expert Wes Oliver.
They knew that they had a predator on their campus,
and they did nothing to stop it.
At least one alleged victim of former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is considering filing a civil lawsuit against anyone who failed to report that abuse. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
We give you the news. You give the attitude.
The government is actually the problem.
You've elected a monster for president.
On Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hey, I like the song. This is Hawaii 5-0. This is in Joe Vecchio's honor, my co-host who is under the weather. Hey, Joe, I hope you're feeling better. Big Hawaii 5-0 fan. Welcome, Dano, right? That was Hawaii 5-0. So, Rich, let me ask you this question because, well, how should I put this? I was at a family governance conference recently, and the presenter was talking about money and assets and money and assets and money and assets, and that's all he talked about. And I raised my hand and I said, you know what I said? I think one of the problems higher net worth families have, and even families worth $1 million or $2 million, like a lot of people here in San Diego, I said the challenge is everybody only talks about the money and about how to get their money ready for their kids, but nobody ever talks about how to get their kids ready for their money. And I said, here's my example. I said, it's like having a nice car or thinking you have a nice car. The human part is like the vehicle. So, you know, if that's not well constructed, you might have issues. The intelligence part is like servicing the car. And the money is just like the gasoline that goes into the car. That is to say, it doesn't matter how good of grade the gasoline or what you pay for it. If your car is poorly built or if you don't bother to maintain it, it doesn't matter what kind of fuel you give it, you're going to have problems. And families, I think, run into this all the time because they only think about their money, don't engage the kids in conversation about, well, the importance of the money, the legacy that they might have, whatever it is that they're thinking about that goes beyond the money. And you get these really weird messes between families. And people usually think it's the money that's the problem, but frequently it's other issues. Any comments on that?
Well, yes. And I think that gets back a little bit to the context of how people approach the particular work in the first place and how the industry responds to that by saying that it's just about not having to pay those estate taxes, because everybody, you know, says we get taxed so much, and so the planning starts to focus around that rather than turning the conversation around and inside out and really looking at, you know, we're all people, and because we're people, we're all subject to the emotions and the beliefs and the values and the things that are really at the core of who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it and the motivations that we have. There's been a lot written. Murray Bowen is a famous psychiatrist. He's written a lot, as you know, on family systems, which are really the context of an emotional interrelated unit. And as one member of the unit of the family has certain stresses or anxieties, that carries over to other members of the family. And so a lot of the question becomes, how do we start to address each member of the family as an adult and as an independent thinking person? You know, we have this parent-child conversation where the parents basically say, I can see you're laughing here. So the parent-child conversation, which is, here's what I'm going to do. You're the child. You're supposed to accept this. And that's the way it goes. And you were talking before the break about a child who has done very well in their life, a child who may be a social worker, and a child who, you know, might have substance abuse or other kinds of problems. And so just simply providing equal distributions to those kids may not be very fair. It may be equal, but it may not be fair. And so what we like to do is we'd like to start looking at turning the conversation around to asking the kids what their thought process is. And it doesn't mean that the parents necessarily have to agree, but at least there's respect. At least the child has had an opportunity to express themselves. We've had that happen a lot of times in our practice and the work that we're doing right now, and it's been absolutely successful getting parents and children together and having the conversations that need to take place before the parents get the dementia and the Alzheimer's, and or worse, when they pass away.
Yeah, my funniest story ever. I had a client who lived to be 107. And you ready for this? When she was 104, she did a family limited partnership and established two trust for the benefit of who she called the kids, her two daughters. The daughters at the time were 82 and 79.
I thought you were going to say she ran a half marathon.
No, she didn't. No. Although a 100-year-old completed the Toronto Marathon about 3 weeks ago, the first 100-year-old ever to do that. But so anyway, she's 104 and she's talking about her kids. And, you know, her kids are older than, you know, I'm 53. But back then I was in my 40s. But the point is her kids are older than my parents were at the time. And she's referring to them as the kids. But the funny thing is she's 104 and her kids, who again were 82 and 79, had no input into anything that she was doing. And I mean, to me, I'm sorry, anybody out there, if you're 82 and 79, you may act like a kid, but you're not. Sorry.
You're completely not. And we have tremendous examples, all kinds of examples of famous families where there's been problems in the families. One that that I have come across that really is amazing to me is the Barnum and Bailey circus, where these brothers created an empire around family entertainment, and yet they woefully prepared their kids for the transitions of that wealth. The father basically groomed the son for taking over the family business, and he didn't believe that his daughter should be in business because she was a woman. And so the two have been embroiled in lawsuits and fighting and just tremendous problems. And of course, most recently, we have Michael Jackson passes away. The only thing he had was a will. His mother wanted to be guardian of the kids, all kinds of fighting going on there. So, you know, it's just over and over again, we see all these problems with inside of families because they just don't have the conversations they need to have.
So Barnum and Bailey brought the three-ring circus from the circus tent into the probate court?
Into the family,
tent,
yeah, exactly.
So, Rich, I know you do some interesting things and exercises and, shall we say, events with some of your clients to, shall we say, open up their eyes as to different ways to think about how to transfer wealth and maybe create legacy. Can you describe briefly some of the things that you do that make you, in my opinion, different than 90-something percent of the other practitioners out there?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. One of the things that we're doing, which really makes us cutting edge in our industry, is experiential education. And how we do that is through three different dynamics. One is exercises that we do with families, and it may be something as simple as just having them close their eyes and doing some visioning. The second is we will have group dynamics where in our workshops we get the groups actually communicating together about what's important. But most the highest part of the experiential education is we actually will run a game. And so these games are designed to bring out lessons for the people themselves. So we're very different. We don't do a lot of lecture style, podium style speaking. It's about interaction and fun and making sure that the lessons and the information and the experiences of what is meaningful to each individual and member of the family, that they're experiencing that as opposed to us telling them the way that the knowledge should be received and what the academic part of the exercise is. So the content is done through those game dynamics.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great approach because it's just not out in the marketplace for the most part. Most of these families, again, are hung up on money and they're talking to advisors who focused almost entirely on money. I sometimes speak about family governance. Family governance is about how families make decisions together, particularly economic decisions together, and take accountability and responsibility for the decisions they make together. And I joke about it. I tell people it's like, well, you know, I went on a diet for a month and I lost 31 days. The problem with family governance is you have to do all kinds of things you don't want to do. Just like when you go on a diet, you know, you have to pay people you don't want to pay, like your professional service advisors. You have to do things you don't want to do, like have meetings. And even worse yet, you have to spend time with people you don't want to spend time with, namely your kids. So why would anybody want to do this? But as Rich, as you're saying, I think it's just critical for families, particularly families who have assets or who want to create a legacy. In other words, something that goes beyond just the money or the wealth that they transfer to their next generation or to the grandkids' generation. I think it's critical that discussions occur that go beyond just talking about money. They have to talk about, shall we say, human capital, what people want, what do they aspire to, about intellectual capital. You know, how are people trying to seek improvement or improve themselves or improve their communities? And so many families, unfortunately, in my opinion, just never get to these places. Would you agree?
Well, I absolutely agree. And that's the thing that's really exciting for me in this profession and where I have reached in my career and in my life, 54 years old and making a lot of transformations and transitions. And what's exciting is when we start to look at vision and purpose of family and getting them for their goals, you talk about the family business and the family and how do we relate to each of those two different concepts. You know, the business is a business. The family has to be treated as a family, but you get spouses, you have divorces, you have kids, you have grandkids, you have some kids working in the business, some kids not working in the business. And so how do you balance all of those different interests? For me, it's bringing a team approach to that. So we may bring in other professionals. We may bring in psychologists or business coaches or personal coaches. Also the financial advisors, having the CPAs on board, and really having joint meetings so that everybody understands and is on the same page of what has to happen with that particular family, so that family can move forward and have the proper advice. And again, it's drawing it out of them. It's not a parent-child conversation where we're telling them, you know, how they should prepare their family. It's about asking the right questions and using that information to construct the strategies and the plans. We can do all the planning in the world. We can set up the most complex structures. And if the individual says, I just want to be a simple situation, you know, I don't want all this complexity, then you've done nothing for that particular client.
We're running into situations now where somebody has a living trust that's drafted, and it was done in the context of when the exemption amount was only $600,000 or $1 million. And now we're in, you know, an environment where the exemption amount, as we discussed, is $5 million. And so you might get a situation where, for example, the first spouse passes away and, you know, the trust documents has put half the money in the decedent's trust and half the money in the survivor's trust. And it's not even a taxable estate. And so people just haven't even thought about these things.
They've got a lot more complexity than they need at that point.
Exactly. They have so much more complexity than they need. And we're trying to keep the show simple, which means we've got to go to break. It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your host, Richard Musio. We're going to be right back.
Tomorrow at 6.
We love our country. We don't want it fundamentally transformed. We don't want the Constitution ignored by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Jesse Jackson Jr. and Obama or anybody else anymore. We've had enough. We reject liberalism. We reject statism. You are systematically destroying our society, turning us into a third world country. I, for one, refuse to turn a third world country over to my children.
Mark Levin.
Tomorrow, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760.
KFMB.
What do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real problem. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are they've already moved in and are swarming and nesting, becoming a real problem. We'll get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. We use microwave, electrogun, and Ecola heat that eradicates termites without the overnight move-out hassle. Call us today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola, E-C-O-L-A, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS. Get $100 off any termite work for new customers only.
James and Heather Mattson of University City chose Maracal Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year, for their renovation and second story addition. And not only were the Mattsons incredibly impressed with Maracal, so were their neighbors.
And the neighbors love it, and they were really pleased with Maracal as well, and how they treated the neighborhood as they did the project. I think the one of the things that I'm most pleased about, and that our neighbors have said that they're most pleased about, is the fact that it doesn't look like it was remodeled. It looks like it was part of the house, and it looks like a brand new house that hasn't been pieced together.
You know, the neighbors we've had come over, we even had a friend come over and hire Maracal on as a contractor for their project, and it really sells itself. They come and see what was done and how it was done, and they're amazed at how fast it was done. And they're like, okay, well, we want to do that too.
If you love where you live, see what Maracal Design and Remodeling can do to transform your home and your neighborhood. Call 619-441-9300, 619-441-9300, or visit trustyourhome.com. HomeToUs.com.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-224-1851. 1-800-224-1851. That's 1-800-224-1851.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. This is 760 KFMB.
Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I want to throw out some email and phone numbers, and then we're going to take a call. We have a caller on the line. But first, if you want to get a hold of our special guest, Rich Gaines, he's rich@familylegacylegal.com. That's rich@familylegacylegal.com, and his phone number is 760-931-9923. I also want to thank, again, Lestat, our sponsor, Lestat's Coffee House in Normal Heights on Adams Avenue. Very much appreciate the support. Best coffee house. And if you want to do your own economic protest, do not frequent the monolithic coffee houses in the world. Go to your neighborhood coffee house, like Lestat's on Adams Avenue in Normal Heights. We have Dan from Carlsbad who has a trust question. Let's put Dan through. Dan, can you hear us?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Dan.
Good.
What's your question, sir?
Yeah, I was listening to your guest, and he had mentioned that a trust could be a ticking time bomb. And I currently have a trust. I did it maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm just curious what he meant by that.
Well, I hear a ticking noise in the background. Is that coming from you? Rich, go ahead and answer that question. How could a trust be a ticking time bomb?
Well, we talked a little bit about that earlier, Rich and Dan, that when people do these documents, usually what happens is they take them with them. We give them a binder, and those binders end up getting stuck on a shelf, and the people forget about them. They don't do anything with them. They collect dust, and they sit on that shelf. And so what happens is that when the parent gets older or passes away, all of a sudden the kids bring out this document, and the kids are unhappy. They're uncertain. They don't know why this document was done. They start fighting. This is where families get ripped apart. The money that could be invested in the family for building family wealth gets wasted on frivolous lawsuits. And so the ticking time bomb is that people aren't doing the everyday actions that are necessary to make sure that those plans, which have very important concepts in them, you know, you're talking about your beliefs and values about how you want to distribute money to kids. And when we start talking about legacy, the question is, what is that legacy going to look like? Are your kids ready at whatever those ages are, even if you haven't passed away or even if you're not older, to know that they have good stewardship of that wealth? Does that answer your question, Dan?
Yeah, you know, so are you saying that it should be more of a living document? Look, I had mine drafted 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, Dan, this is Richard. Let me give you an example. Rich and I were talking about this at the break. A lot of people, they did living trust back when the exemption amount was $1 million. Well, now it's $5 million. So if you did your living trust back when the exemption was only $1 million and now it's $5 million, and let's say your estate is $1.5 million, and one of the spouses passes away, you're going to come up with something that's a result that's much more complicated than you probably really need given the current environment. So that's why this thing is not static. It needs to change as family circumstances change, as the estate tax laws change, as the circumstances of the kids change. et cetera. And Dan, I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got another caller, and we want to take one more call from Judith in Encinitas, who also has a trust question. Judith, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Hi,
it's
Judith.
It's a real pleasure to get through to Rich. I've heard a lot about his play shops in North County, so I'm really thrilled to get through to him. I have a trust that I have, and I'm going to be putting my condo into the trust, but I need to know if there's any tax consequences or any responsibility I need to do to, say, report it to the IRS that I'm putting it in a trust. Am I responsible for any additional taxes, or am I safe just putting it in the trust?
Nope, you're absolutely safe simply to put it in the trust, and that's one of the things that we make sure of for people is that when they have real estate, that real estate is in the trust so that we don't have problems later on.
Right, and Judith, if you don't put it in the trust and you pass away, you'll have to go through probate, which is a very public way of, shall we say, administering your assets. As Rich mentioned earlier in the show, Michael Jackson died with a will only, no living trust. So someday we'll all be able to read exactly how the estate of Michael Jackson was, shall we say, administered.
Was distributed, absolutely.
And I suspect Mr. Jackson did not want that information to be public, but he's so busy, you know, doing what he did, he never got around to doing good planning. So you certainly want to put all major assets into your trust. We call that funding your living trust, and that's a key thing. Your living trust is of no value if you don't change title to your assets.
Very good. Thank you very much for that.
You're Thanks welcome. For the call. Very much appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And those are great questions, which also talk about why this is a living, breathing document, kind of like a business plan, you know, for people that have businesses and they have business plans, and you execute on that plan. If you don't execute on the plan fails. Well, it's the same thing in the living trust arena. You have a plan for yourself, and if you don't implement that plan, you don't take the actions to educate, to teach the kids about financial budgeting, checkbooks, all the things that are necessary to make sure those kids really understand about how money works, then the plans can blow up like the ticking time bomb that Dan mentioned.
And so that leads us to where I want to finish. We only have a couple minutes to go, but this word legacy, people assume that legacy means you have to be filthy rich to leave one behind. And I actually disagree with that theory. I believe that whatever is meaningful to a family can be, shall we say, carried on through generations. Even if you're just a regular working class family here in San Diego making $300,000 a year and barely surviving. So, Rich, can you talk briefly about your thoughts on legacy?
Well, I completely agree with that we strongly believe that every family has a story and every family can have a legacy. And it's about the conversations that they have in their family about what they want, what their purpose is, what their future is, how the family can come together as a team and create a vision for themselves and make sure that that wealth lasts for generations. A lot of times we find that families act sort of like lions, where when the adolescent lions get old enough, they kick them out of the pride and they never come back again. And we see a lot of times people act the same way, and that's something that we want to avoid. We want them to be together as a family.
And my two favorite legacy things are the vacation home in terms of assets and community causes in terms of where a family might spend their time making their community, shall we say, a
richer,
better place.
Vibrant community, yes.
Rich Gaines, I very much appreciate you being on the show. When they start playing the Ponderosa music, it means Haas Cartwright's kicking us out.
Loved being here. Thank you, Rich.
So very much appreciate it. And again, it's your money, not theirs, everybody. Have a great Sunday evening, and we'll see you next week at 7 p.m.
Have
Thank you.
Have a great
you.
Sunday.
Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referral services have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call now. 1-800-910-6158. That's 1-800-910-6158. Call toll free at 1-800-910-6158. That's 1-800-910-6158. InventHelp is a fee-based company.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons. This is Talk Radio 7.